Chapter 2.3 Suspicious of Global West Actions. We'd give anything to have Romeo back. All the money in the world can't replace what he meant to us. The only thing the money can do now is help cover some of the financial gaps left by his passing. It takes a particularly heartless person to hide assets from a widow and the legacy of a father from his children. Why am I suspicious of Global West leadership? Every piece of evidence I've found came from tough research and brave individuals who risked their jobs and sometimes even their lives to get me information. There are countless facts and unanswered questions about Global West that would make anyone suspicious. Here are just a few key details. Hidden information and delayed payments. In 2015, I finally got public records from the EFCC case against Global West. These documents had critical information, including contracts and sworn statements from people like Winfred Itima and Olobis Eduwu Afolabi, BZ, information that was deliberately hidden from me. In February 2012, Global West was owed $103,400,000 for work they did in 2011. Yet, this money wasn't paid until after Captain Romeo died in August 2012. To this day, I don't know how much money was actually paid or how it was distributed. I have never seen financial records for any earnings after 2012. Deliberate obstacles in probate court. On May 10, 2017, Winfred Itima filed objections, claiming the original probate documents didn't include the shares from companies my father, Captain Romeo, founded. This forced us back to court and cost us more money and delays. After years of legal battles, the shares of Global West and Molecular Power Systems, MPS, were finally added to my father's estate in January 2023. But there's still one big problem. Global West refuses to officially recognize these transferred shares, despite multiple requests. If I were Olagbenga Leke truly saw Romeo as like a brother, why won't he help acknowledge the shares? Suspicious actions by Olobis Eduwu Afolabi, BZ. Leke insists he has no knowledge of the questionable activities inside Global West after resigning and forfeiting his shares. Yet, his close associate BZ is documented as authorizing suspicious actions. Even stranger, Leke brought BZ back into the company in 2024 without ever requiring an explanation for past decisions. Molecular Power Systems, MPS, share manipulation. In April 2012, just before my father's death, BZ and Ekinwel Aboluwet formed Molecular Power Systems, MPS, with my father. Original MPS shares, April 2012. Ekinwel Aboluwet, proxy for Iwol Olagbenga Leke, 33%. Olobis Eduwu Afolabi, BZ, 33%. Romeo Itima, 33%. But after Captain Romeo's death, without notification or a shareholder vote, his estate shares were mysteriously reduced from 33% to just 1.2%. MPS shares, March 2013. Ekinwel Aboluwet, 32%. Winfred Itima, 24%. Olobis Eduwu Afolabi, BZ, 24%. Williams Itima, 18.8%. Romeo Itima, 1.2%. Winfred and BZ were then appointed directors. Winfred's sworn testimony to the EFCC showed that the MV Houghton vessel was purchased by MPS, which received $4,285,714.28 directly from Global West. Interestingly, both MPS and Global West shared the same address. Molecular Power Systems, Apartment B, 27 Daniel Natolio Street, Lagos. Global West, Apartment A, 27 Daniel Natolio Street, Lagos. Questions that demand answers. Why were Romeo Itima's shares diluted without notifying his estate? If MV Houghton was bought by MPS, why did Global West funds and staff maintain it? Did Global West actually pay for the MV Houghton? Was the $4,285,714.28 payment from Global West to MPS legitimate, and who approved it? Why did these transactions happen without shareholder approval? Why does MPS share an address with Global West? Strange financial decisions at Global West. Global West management, especially Winfred, claimed the company was always short on cash. Yet, in January 2014, Global West bought a new office and later sold it to raise cash for legal cases. Why would a financially strained company buy property in the first place? Who approved the purchase and later sale? Was MPS paying rent or involved in ownership of this property? All these actions raise serious suspicions. If there are good reasons for them, why won't Global West and its leaders simply provide explanations and evidence to Captain Romeo's estate? I will continue asking these hard questions until I get the truth. Chapters. Chapter 1, Romeo's story. Chapter 1.1, background and family. Chapter 1.2, professional journey. Chapter 1.3, entrepreneurial journey. Chapter 1.4, Global West Foundation. Chapter 1.5, Romeo passes. Chapter 2, Wilfred's tenure. Chapter 2.1, failures at Global West. Chapter 2.2, Leakey's tenure. Chapter 2.3, suspicious Global West actions.